Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Tuesday to you. So do me a favor, right off the very top, ask not what I can do for you, but rather what you can do to make this show better. You know what I can do for you. The same thing that I do every freaking day. Now look in the mirror and ask yourself, what can I do to pick Rome up? What can I do to make this show better? Well, I know. You can get on the phone. Have a take that doesn't suck. Make it better. Get up in here. All right, so I've got a lot of show for you. The play-in action gets underway tonight. We are all over it, and I've got thoughts on that. In the meantime, get up in here and hit me up on anything you want. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. I'm looking for you to change your mindset. Ask yourself once again, what can I do to make this show better? Again, 1-800-636-8686. If you want to hit me up on the X platform, do that, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. And in terms of the X platform, yes, we are building it. We are coming. We will stream the program shortly. I will keep you posted on that. In terms of the interviews today, coming up at 9:40, Ben Golliver joins us. Good friend of the program, all over the NBA. National writer for the Washington Post. He'll help us break down the play in action and the latest involving the Bucks. Giannis, according to a Woj bomb, is not going to be ready to start that series. Wisco fam, Also, coming up in hour number two, the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates out quickly again. Mets got him last night, but they're off to a good start. Derek Shelton joins us. That's coming up at 10:40. So, those interviews are Pacific Times, 9:40, 10:40. You know where to find me. I'm not hard to find. Now what I need from you are some good telephone calls. Chalk is here. Alvy is here. We're ready to roll. Let's get it. All right, so starting with the NBA. A question. In fact, the question of the day. To lose or not to lose? There is your question of the day. At least as it relates to the Lakers. For any and everybody else in any other sport across the world, of course that's not a question. It's only a question for the Lake Show because of the especially horrendous jam that the Lake Show finds itself in right now. As an example, they can go beat the Pelicans tonight like they did the other night and clinch the 7th seed. And what will that get them? That'll get them into the postseason. That'll get them a playoff spot. Good news. However, it will also get them a series with the defending champs, a Western Conference Finals rematch with the best player in the world, and the team with the best odds to win the West. A team that owns the Lakers. A team that the Lakers do not match up with well at all. And frankly, a team that the Lakers shouldn't want a damn thing to do with, period. In other words, win tonight, and the Lake Show's reward is the Denver Nuggets. When asked about those prospects, LeBron said, exactly, LeCap. Now here's the other option. You back off this one. You send the Pelicans to the slaughter in Denver instead. Then you turn around and you try to play for the 8th seed. And a shot at the OKC Thunder. Might even give you a chance to rest AD. Hey, by the way, AD, what's good? What's good, AD?
AD, what's good, baby?
It would definitely give them a better chance in the first round. Yes, I said it. And Thunder fan, don't at me. This is in no way meant to be a slight. This is in no way meant to disrespect the Thunder.
OKC.
Absolutely no disrespect to the Thunder. I actually love the Thunder. They're young. They're talented as hell. They earn that one seed. But, did I mention, they're young. And they have next to no playoff experience. And while I'm not saying that you have to have it to make a deep run, I am saying, if I'm the Lakers, I would much rather take my chances against OKC than I would the Nuggets. Because it says here, they have no chance against the Nuggets. They can't beat those guys. They just can't. No reasonable person thinks that they can. Hell, even LeCap has to know they can't beat the Nuggets. There is one issue, though. And the flip side of that is, even though I think they're a hell of a lot better off losing tonight, the flip side is there is then a single elimination game against either Golden State or Sacramento, who have both also handled the Lakers easily this season. A one-game elimination against two teams that have had success against them in the regular season, and in that one-game elimination, of course, anything can happen. So, if the Lakers lose tonight, smartly, but then they go on and they lose to either Golden State or Sacramento, then they miss the playoffs altogether, and then that's catastrophic. And then you had an absolute waste of an incredible year for LeCap. Win tonight, and you at least guarantee yourself a chance to get your ass kicked by the Nuggets over four games, right? Pretty easy math. So, what would you rather have? I mean, another sweep at the hands of Denver, that would suck. But four losses in a row in the first round is still better than not even getting to the first round. Am I right? So what I'm saying is, essentially the Lake Show is stuck between a ham and a hard place. Or really, Darvin Ham is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because he's the first one gone if this does all go to hell. But then again, I'm not sure how much power he even has over the situation. Or if he has any power over the situation. I mean, calling for LeCap to LeTank tonight is above the Ham's pay grade. It might even be above Rob Lowe Palinka's pay grade.
Rob Pastinka.
Seriously, who is the one who gets the assignment of telling LeCap he needs to go out and LeTank tonight?
Who, me?
No one in the organization tells LeCap that. LeCap tells the organization that. Or he lets his guys from Clutch do it for him. Or he just takes it upon himself to ensure that it happens. He knows how it is. He knows the Lakers' best shot to get through the first round is to go through OKC. And that's not even some hot take. That's just common sense. Not only is Denver the defending champ and the favorites in the West, and they're led by the best player in the world, they do own the Lake Show. The Lakers have lost eight straight to the Nuggets, including, of course, the Western Conference Finals last year when the Lake Show got their asses swept. So you tell me exactly what has changed since then. What's changed? Exactly nothing, except that Joker might be even better than he was then, if that's possible. And given that much of his coaching counterparts routinely turn the ham inside out, the hell do you think Michael Malone is going to do to this guy?
Put that in your pipe, you smoke it.
And yes, even with LeCap and AD, if he goes. Hey, AD, by the way, what's good, yo?
AD, what's good, baby?
Even if LeCap and AD go against the Nuggets, it's still a terrible matchup for the Lakers pretty much across the board. So what are we talking about? The lesser of two evils. The defending champs are 8-0 against the Lakers the past 2 years. The two no-cal teams are 7-1 against the Lakers this season. Pick your poison. Me, I'm picking a single elimination game with the right to play OKC and avoid Denver. Hey, maybe they end up getting slapped by both. But I would rather take my chances and go to battle against OKC than I would the Nuggets, if I'm the Lake Show. I mean, there's nothing counterintuitive about that. That's just common sense, especially since OKC is the only team in the entire equation that the Lakers have had any success against this year. That's actually the only counterintuitive thing. They were actually 3-1 against the Thunder this year. You know, back to AD for a minute. Have I asked? What's good?
AD, what's good, baby?
Credit for starting a career-high 76 games, AD. But a hell of a lot of good it did you, right? And them, if you're in the playing game. My man, you want to help your team? You want to help your team future face of the franchise? Then don't play tonight. Get some extra rest. Lose. Come back. And then help the team that you're supposed to lead into a first-round matchup with the Thunder. Hey, Laker fan, where do you come out on this? V in the fee. That's your bat signal. Where do you come out on this? What should they do? What's going to happen in that game? Meantime, that's kind of just the appetizer anyway, right? That's just the opener for the main event. The battle for NoCal. Warriors v. Kings. Or what's left of the Dynasty Dubs versus Light the Beam. Hey, Frisco fan. I'm talking to the entire region now. Sactown, Golden State, Frisco fan. Hey, Frisco resident. Hey, Frisco fan, are you ready? Hey, Frisco fan, you know what's up, right? You know what time it is, don't you? It's winner take all, Frisco fan. You know what that means? Winner take all means season's over for the loser. You know what that means too, right? The loser goes home, but the winner gets all the dank nugs. Winner gets all the dank nugs. Loser gets all the dregs and the stems and the seeds. Am I right? Hey, dude. Stakes don't get any higher, do they, my dudes? What up, Frisco fan? The only problem with that, Frisco fan, it's kind of funny when I do that, but what if, you know like how your parents say if you make that face, it'll get stuck? What if my voice got stuck, Frisco fan, and I was a perpetual stoner like you? That would suck. But then those very same dank nugs would make it better. Am I right again? Anyway, huge game. Huge game. It's not just the season on the line. It could possibly be the end of an era for the Dubs if they can't get a dub tonight. As for Sacramento, man, how devastating would it be? Thank you, Albie. I knew that was coming. How about Sacramento? How devastating would it be after Golden State got them last year? Now, the good news is they can turn that thing around in one night.
That's devastating.
The bad news is if Golden State gets them again, then they can't light the beam in this winner-take-all game after they fail to light the beam at home in Game 7 last year. And then top to bottom, what about the association and this whole notion of a play-in? Losing would be a disaster for every team or either team in the late game tonight, which is exactly how it's supposed to be, I guess, in a way. This is how Commissioner Ears wanted it when he drew up the Ears play-in tournament. You were supposed to desperately want to win these play-in games. It was supposed to create urgency, desperation, interest for so many other fans. You were supposed to want these games the way the Dubs and the Kings and the Lakers even desperately, well, Lakers shouldn't, desperately want these games. But I'll tell you what was not supposed to happen. What was not supposed to happen was the team with arguably the greatest player ever having to win to get in. Or imagine a first ballot laser like Steph having to play the alleged GOAT for the right to make the playoffs. I mean, dang, Ears. Look at you now. And now I'm looking for you clones to get up in here. I told you what I think. What do you think? What should the Lake Show do tonight? Do they win and advance and at least guarantee themselves the right to get their asses kicked for four more games? Or are they better off playing a single elimination game to avoid the Nuggets and take a shot at OKC, who they did have success against, who is young and inexperienced? And Frisco fan, who you got in the battle for NoCal? Is Sacramento, seriously. I can understand where Golden State fans kind of bored by this whole thing. You know, a little concerned about their dynasty, but Sactown. Sactown. These guys can't do you again. Sactown, I know you care. Get up in here. 1-800-636-8686. Hopefully this will not be a sequel to Dre leaving a footprint on Sabonis' chest cavity. Hopefully he won't stomp the spleen. Stomp the spleen. Stomp the spleen. Yeah, I need a reset of that incident like I need a hole in my head. Or even worse. Even worse than a hole in my head? a call from Ryan from Sacktown.
Oh, Johnny boy.
Oh, Ryan, put the phone down.
Oh, Johnny boy. Oh, Johnny.
Oh, and then you got the East. You got these too. Let's talk play-in. Other topics today. You know one of the rules around here, right? Personal appearance is not show fodder. However, that's just one of the rules around here. The rule clearly does not apply to the internet on the whole. In fact, personal appearance is very much internet fodder. Don't believe me? Then you didn't see New York Giants quarterback Danny Bug Eyes. My man's eyes were bugging out of his damn head yesterday. I mean, I don't care. It's not like he can help it. I'll get into that. I will get into that in a respectful manner. Your clones can do what you want. I want to talk more about the Bucks. So Giannis is going to miss the start of the series against the Pacers. I got to tell you something. I like the Pacers so much, and I have so many concerns about the Bucks. Sorry, Wisco Half-Fam. That even if Giannis were right, I would still have concerns about the Bucks. Even if Giannis were right, I might even pick the Pacers straight up. And Giannis is not right. In fact, there's a lot of things not right about the Bucks. So I'd be really concerned about that. You know the amazing thing? You want to talk about something jumping the weekend. UFC 300 was so amazing that I hit it yesterday and I still didn't finish what I wanted to get into. It may jump Monday. I may want to go back to that and talk some more about what an amazing fight card that was. Speaking of combat sports and the like, Ronda Rousey is going to be my guest on the Jim Rohn podcast. Look for that tomorrow. Let me check some reaction really quickly before I go to break. At 115 USA, quote, "What's good, Jim Rohn?
AD, what's good, baby?
You know I want to win the play-in so we can raise another playoff banner for Flag Nation." Signed, La Banner. That's so true. They could fly that play-in banner proudly right next to their in-season tournament banner. You could have a 7-seed parade while you're at it. At JM underscore TX Native. Hey, Thunder, feel free to hang a 1-seed banner for your accomplishment. Sign the Lakers. See, I disagree with that. If you listen to the Thunder, they understand that it's a significant accomplishment, but it means nothing. It means nothing. They understand that. Like, listen to guys like Chet Holmgren. They know. They know that it's all just starting right now. The Lakers didn't know that. Otherwise, the Lakers would not be lamely flying a banner of their in-season tournament victory. So that's actually not a good comp. That's not a good example. The young Thunder know better than the old, experienced Lakers. Hey, Tan Man. You're right, Pimperton. Either way, the Lakers and LeBag are screwed. If they win tonight, they get swept by the Nuggets. Or if they lose tonight, they will end up losing to the Warriors or the Kings. Everybody knows that AD is Sabonis' bitch. Thanks for playing in advance, LeBag and phony Laker fan. Son Mario in Frisco. War the Kings ending the Warriors and Lakers season. War going to the strip club and seeing Tan Smack's name as the high score on the Pac-Man.
Strip club.
Seriously. That would be such a catastrophic thing. No, not seeing my name as the high school on Pac-Man in a strip club. You'll never see that. Unless some idiot puts my name in there, like some idiot did back in the day. What he's referencing is, I think it was Detroit, and somehow it came up that there was a Pac-Man machine in a strip club, and some moron was going there and putting my name as the high score. And I'm like two things. Number one, if in fact I was at a strip club in Detroit, and I was not, but if I were, I would not be playing Pac-Man. And if I were playing Pac-Man and I did somehow get the high score, I would definitely not leave that digital breadcrumb. Like Vance Mack, high score. Like they knew I was there. Not only did they know I was there, not that there's anything wrong with being in a strip club. Not only would they know that I was there, but they would know that I was there, and not for the local talent, but to play Miss Pac-Man. That's what that guy's talking about. Man, how catastrophic would that be for the Lakers if they lose and then they get knocked out by either Sacramento or Golden State and they waste another incredible year of LeBron's life? Even a year where AD played more than 70 games. Essentially wasted everybody's time. Man, that'd be something. And something that could happen, by the way. So that's why the flip side of the argument is, no, you know what? You do everything you can to win tonight. You do everything you can to win tonight, so that way you're at least in, and then you get slapped again by the Nuggets. But at least you get four more chances to get slapped. And you can at least say, well, at least we got in. Because not getting in would be the worst thing of all. And finally, Jimmy, we are fully prepared to be deployed for the next 2 days or the next 2 months. Regards, Laker car flags. There you go. All right, hit me up on the phones. What do you think? 1-800-636-8686. I'm calling out to you Laker fans specifically. What do you think's going to happen? What do you think should happen? And also, hey, Frisco fan. Another shot. Golden State and Sacramento. I love it. I love that. Who do you like? Hit me up. You know where to find me. Prize Picks, Alvy, heads up. I don't need one now, but I will need one in hour three. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and then watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Again, the playoffs get underway on April 20th. The play-in round starts today and the 17th, tomorrow, and then the 19th. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I'm telling you, I love it. Alvy and I will have a pick in hour number 3. You'll love it too. Download the app right now. Use my code ROME for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME, R-O-M-E, on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I think that even in a world where we can't all agree on one thing, we can agree on this. The importance of feeling good and how it affects everything else. And then you get into your true experience of what life can be when you feel good. You want to feel good. You don't want to wake up in the morning not feeling good. It impacts your life. Relief Factor knows this. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. This is why I love it. 100% drug-free. And Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain, whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain. Relief Factor can help you feel better. And it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. That is key. I was sent Relief Factor. They sent it for me to try, and I've been using it every single day. And I'm telling you, I can feel the difference. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. Give it a try for yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Hey, Rome, if LeBag tanks the game tonight, it will be the second time he has tanked a once-glorious franchise after what he did to the Jim Rome-starring generational film Space Jam. Puke. Eric in L.A. No, the difference is I'm fine with him tanking tonight. In fact, I think it would be smart for LeTank to tank tonight. It's actually the exact opposite. I hate that he tanked that generational film. But tonight it would be smart to go into the tank. Oh, here he is. I shouted out to this guy. Shaquille Romneal. The Lakers have to win tonight. You're going to have to face the Nuggets eventually. Might as well get them now when you're healthy and coming off solid rest into the playoffs. If they lose tonight on purpose, it will be the softest move in Laker history. V in the fee. War only 8 more chopping days left in the 12 days of Juicemas.
8 Bill Walsh's. 7 Chloe's OJ's kid. 6 Bronco Blessings. 5 Sailboats for Pedro Guerrero. 4 O's. 3 Bloody Steps. 2 Severed Heads. And a prostate that gave OJ's a disease that he couldn't beat.
There you go, V. That is the other angle. Laker Honk has convinced himself or herself, you know what? We're fresh. We're old. We'll be freshest right now. Let's get him now. We don't want to get him or have to deal with him later on in the postseason when we're a little more beaten down. Hey, yo, you're not healthy right now. Did you not see AD's back lockup off of incidental contact last game out? Laker Honk's like, nah, we're going to run into them anyway. Better to run into them while we're fresh. Actually, V, I've got a different take. Better to run into them not at all. Better to at least win a series and then get your ass kicked than to just get your ass kicked. But I respect it. I respect that you got a take. Hey, Rome, the Lakers do have a tough choice. It's totally the lesser of two evils on their fate. We have the same dilemma. Regards, Chalk asking Rome who he prefers to have on. Parody Larry or Ryan in Sacktown? Eric in Castle Rock. See, the thing is, Eric, that's actually no dilemma whatsoever. There's no decision to be made there. There's no lesser of two evils. It's just no. It's not either or. It's no. It's not, oh, man. What do we do? Do we take Parody Larry or Ryan in Sacktown? Oh, I know. The answer is between Parody Larry or Ryan in Sacktown, no. That's the answer. There's no dilemma there. Hey, Rome, did I hear you right? Did you just call for a Ryan in Sacktown versus V in the fee crap off? Signed, Dino in Vegas. No, Dino, you did not hear me right. If you had heard me right, you would have heard me say, stay the hell out of this, Dino. It does not concern you. The jungle, Dino, does not concern you. You weren't invited, Dino. You know how you know it's not a crap-off? You weren't the first person I invited. If it were a crap-off, Dino, you would have gotten a gold invitation. A gold engraved invitation to the crap-off. Come on, Dino. Dino, how rich is that? You talking about others being in a crap-off. My man, you'd be a one seed. Not only would you be a one seed, you'd be the number one overall seed at this point, Dino. Dino, it'd be you against the field. Who are we taking in the crap-off? Dino or the field? In fact, you know what? You know how they say, why even play the game? Right. Dino, why even play the game? Why even have a crap-off? You won, Dino. Congratulations. You won the crap-off that didn't happen. Wear that crown proudly, my guy. Stay out of this, Dino. It does not concern you. I need a timeout. Time for his sport.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. So if you're sitting on hold, hang in there. I will definitely get you telephone calls. But as promised, we are joined right now by an NBA national writer for the Washington Post. He is co-host of the Greatest of All Talks podcast. Also the author of Bubble Ball, Inside the NBA's Fight to Save a Season. Of course, I'm talking about Ben Golliver. Ben, it is so good to have you back on the show. What's good, Ben? How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Jim. Just here in Sacramento getting ready for this play-in game between the Kings and the Warriors. You know, Warriors season on the line, and the Lakers are playing tonight, too. So it's my favorite time of the year. How are you?
Good, good, Ben. I'm actually awesome. I was going to start in those very two areas. But since you're in Northern California, why don't we start right there? It is win or go home between the Kings and Warriors. Golden State took out Sacktown, of course, in seven last year. They split the seasonal series this year. Who do you like in this one? What do you think it comes down to?
Well, first of all, I like the fans and the viewers because you got a great rivalry between these two Northern California teams. It's big brother, it's little brother. And don't forget, Steph Curry sent the Kings home last year in Game 7 with 50 points in their building, in their house where they were trying to light the beam. He went absolutely nuclear, and they haven't forgotten that. So I think that's going to give the Warriors some confidence. Clearly, they're playing better basketball here over the last month. And the Kings have had some injury issues that have really thinned out their roster. I would caution people against just automatically picking the Golden State Warriors. I think Sacramento, they know what they want to do. They've been getting great play all season long from De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis. Of course, Fox was electric in that first round series last year, but he got injured and banged up a little bit and wasn't quite the same down the stretch of that series. So maybe he comes out and has a big game. He's the best player on the court. They've got a shot. If I had to pick, though, I'm taking the Warriors. They've done a very nice job of countering DeMontis Sabonis in the past. They've got some bigs who give him trouble and keep him away from the rim. And, of course, there's the Steph Curry factor. This guy wants to be back in the playoffs. It's been a very up-and-down season, challenging season for the Warriors with Draymond suspension and all the other roster changes. You know, certain guys getting benched, you know, other guys getting promoted to the starting lineup. And I think in this format, you know, Steph Curry is going to pull these guys through.
You and I are on the same page on that one, Ben. Ben Golliver joining us. So, Ben, what about the other matchup, the 7-8 game? You've got Lakers and the Pelicans. L.A. pounded them Sunday. How do you see tonight's game? And, Ben, do you buy any part of that argument that the loser actually benefits by avoiding Denver in the first round?
Well, I wouldn't want to play Denver ever, so I understand where that argument's coming from, but I don't think you want to drop a game where, you know, it is double elimination for these teams, right? So if they lose this game, they get another shot on Friday. But especially from the Pelican side, they can't be worried about Denver. They need to be looking in the mirror, Jim. You know, I don't know if you've seen these two big high-profile games they've had against the Lakers. One was in the in-season tournament where they completely rolled over in Vegas, just embarrassed themselves on national TV. And then on Sunday, they have a chance to avoid all this play-in stuff. They could have claimed the sixth seed if they had won on Sunday. And guess what? They fell on their face again against the Lakers. So to me, this is a gut check moment for the New Orleans Pelicans. Like, you know, if you can't win tonight at home against this Lakers team that's punked you twice, you don't really deserve to be in the playoffs, right? That has to be their mentality. If I'm Willie Green, that's what I'm telling the team. It starts with Zion Williamson. You know, he's a guy, he's kind of a one-pitch pitcher, Jim. Like, he wants to go right at the rim over and over again, and LeBron James and Anthony Davis have done a nice job defensively of taking that away from him. So he's got to figure out some other ways to score. His teammates have got to figure out ways to support him better. But on the Lakers side, they've got all the momentum late season. LeBron really cranked it up on Sunday, moving the ball all over the place masterfully. Now, much like Steph Curry, you hate to bet against him in sort of a Game 7 type setting. And that's what this game's going to feel like tonight. So I think the Lakers are going to do it again to the Pelicans. And then the Pelicans are going to have some real questions about, do they even want to be in the playoffs? Can they pick themselves up off the ground?
Ben Golliver joining us. All right, Ben. Alvy, what was that? All right, Ben. So Never mind the ding, Ben. So in terms of questions about do you even want to be there, how about just questions about the Milwaukee Bucks overall? Now we come to find out that Giannis is not going to be ready for the start of the series against the Pacers. Ben, you probably would even argue and agree with me that they already had major issues going up against Indiana. You said something recently about Damian Lillard. You said that he had a strong case as the league's most underwhelming star this year. It is a strong statement. What makes you say so?
Well, he's the most disappointing player in the league, Jim. I'll say it's stronger for you. You know, sometimes I tone it down for the newspaper, but I think he's been the biggest disappointment in the NBA, period. I don't see any other way around it. Think back to when they made that trade. We all thought the Milwaukee Bucks were going to cruise 55 wins, maybe 60 wins. It was going to be Milwaukee and Boston in the Eastern Conference, right? Well, look at the standings. It's Boston and nobody else in the Eastern Conference because the Bucks just have not taken care of their business. You look at the interpersonal chemistry between Giannis and Dame when those guys are on the court together, it kind of feels like a corporate merger, right? Where they're like two separate companies who are trying to come together, but they haven't really figured it out yet. It's not really working. That's really been the vibe on offense. It's sort of my turn, your turn. They don't necessarily make each other worse, but they're definitely not making each other better. And then because they traded for Lillard, they really need him to play his best basketball because – you know, they lose a Grayson Allen in that trade, right? They lose some of their depth. They're plugging in these other pieces that really aren't that great defensively. They just don't have enough, in my opinion, to get by without Giannis. So they got to do whatever they can possibly do to get that calf right and get him back in the series. And he is by far their biggest matchup advantage against Indiana because they're a little bit soft inside. Giannis averages 40-plus points against the Pacers this year because he's just going right at the rim and Miles Turner and those guys can't stop him. That's the way to beat the Pacers is to take advantage of their poor defense. If this becomes a shootout where it's like Tyrese Halliburton versus Damian Lillard, that will favor the Pacers because they've had this incredible offense all season long and because they face no pressure whatsoever. You can just kind of feel the roof caving in on Milwaukee if they're going to drop one of those early games in that series, and they just haven't had the chemistry right. Doc Rivers has not been able to turn it around after the midseason coaching change that Milwaukee made. It could get dark very, very early. And I just hope for everybody's sake, Giannis can get back on the court because, you know, he's been the only truly reliable thing about the Bucks this year, and they're going nowhere without him.
Ben Golliver breaking it down. Ben, what about the Celtics? They are the top seed, and they're going to wait to find out who their first-round opponent is. Obviously, they cruised right through the regular season. We'll find out, but if you had to guess, do you think that they have solved their late-game issues that have killed them in the past two postseasons?
Well, Jim, you know, a good way to avoid those kinds of late-game problems, just blow everybody out so you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
You know? And I think that's really what's been under-discussed about the Celtics this year. They have been a machine to the point where those late game situations, they still come back to bite them every once in a while, but a whole lot of the time, it just doesn't even matter because they win by 10, 15, 20 points. I think they've actually been underrated this season because they've been boring, because they've been killing everyone so consistently, which you don't see very often in the NBA. They haven't gotten enough credit, I don't think, because of how just consistent they are night to night. The bracket in the playoffs just broke perfectly for them. Now, what they want to have happen is Philadelphia to beat Miami, in my opinion, in the play-in. That way, Philadelphia goes to the other side of the bracket with Milwaukee, with New York, the teams that I would view kind of as their biggest threats. Now, I know some Celtics fans are still scarred by the Miami Heat, you know, beating them in last year's Eastern Conference Finals. I think these Celtics are a lot better, and I think these Heat are worse than they were last year. So if I'm Boston, I would not fear that rematch in the first round. In fact, I would take Boston in five games in that series. And from there, they have a very favorable path because it would be probably Cleveland or Orlando in the second round. I think if you're a Celtics fan, now is the time to be tooting your own horn. Like, forget about the late game choke issues that have, cost you, big time series like the finals and the Eastern Conference Finals. You've got Porzingis to help. You've got Drew Holiday to help on defense, and you have by far the best chemistry and the best health of any team in that Eastern Conference bracket. You know, Milwaukee's banged up, New York's banged up, Cleveland's been banged up. You know, Miami's kind of had guys in and out. Joel Embiid's just rushing back from this knee surgery. Like, Boston's just sitting pretty. All their main guys are healthy, ready to roll. I would much rather be the Celtics than anybody else in the East.
Ben Golver joining us. Ben, I got about a minute. Really quickly, what about the Thunder? I mean, they are the number one seed in the West. They're very, very talented, but they're very, very young. They don't have that playoff experience. Do you think that's an issue? How concerned are you that they have not been there before?
I'm not all that concerned because, look, the tricky part is if they get the Lakers, because the Lakers have given them problems this year. So, like, if L.A. were to lose tonight and then win on Friday, L.A.'s size up front has kind of given the undersized Thunder a little bit of challenges. But I think they're going to beat anybody else that comes out of that play-in tournament because they're way more cohesive, because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a star who can score from anywhere and get to the free throw line. They've got Jalen Williams to help close games. They've got Chet Holmgren, to me, who I think is the number two Rookie of the Year guy, but also should have been on some people's Defensive Player of the Year ballots for how well he holds down their backline defense. And it's just one of these teams where five fingers makes the fist, you know, and those teams always get overlooked. Maybe they don't have the big, flashy stars. They don't have a name like a Steph Curry or a LeBron James, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been incredible all year long. His teammates love him. They rally around him. They're very well coached. They're disciplined on offense and defense. They're the number one seed for a reason. And I think the only one of those play-in teams that could give them a push would be the Lakers because of the size factor. Otherwise, they're going to take care of Sacramento. They're going to take care of New Orleans. They take care of Golden State.
My man Ben, peaking at the right time. He is an NBA national writer for the Washington Post, also the author of Bubble Ball, Inside the NBA's Fight to Save a Season. Ben, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for getting us ready. Always good to have you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jim. Take care, man.
Ben Golver. He is so good. All right, that's hour number one. Smooth and easy. We start hour number two with your reaction to any and all of that. Open phones. Derek Shelton joins me also a little bit later on. We talk Pirates baseball. You are in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-636-8686.